California Ag Today. I'm Melissa Moe. We spoke with Joel Nelson, president of the California Citrus Mutual, about the projected harvest California citrus is set to have in 2017.
4 billion was our biggest year, which would have been 13, 14. 14-15 was the port strike. 15-16, the numbers aren't in yet.
This year's harvest may end up being lower than previous years.
Unless we can get the prices up, because we don't have the tonnage. The last 2 years, that was somewhere in the neighborhood of 88 to 92 million. So this year, we were estimated to be 84 million harvested. And we usually pack 80% of a harvested amount. We're not going to pack 80%. We just won't. It just won't happen.
And water may have been one of the biggest factors affecting this year's harvest numbers.
From a harvesting perspective, it slowed us down. Too much water can affect the fruit because we store on the tree. So the packing houses are going to be moving slower to pack the fruit to ensure that we have consistent quality in the cart. But overall, we love it.
Citrus growers have been wrestling with water allocation for the last few years on the Fryant-Kern Canal.
75 last year, the year before we got zero. It was just a bad year. Nobody could have done anything better than zero.
But there's good news for citrus growers on the Fryant-Kern Canal with the announcement of the upcoming water allocation.
100%. That was the announcement from the Bureau yesterday. We'll get 100%.
In other news, Phytophthora is a serious problem for growers in California. Here's Patrick Cavanaugh with some information that could keep your orchards Phytophthora-free this season.
Phytophthora is a soil fungi present in much of the soil throughout the state, and when conditions are right, the fungi will flourish and become a serious problem, especially for almond orchards. Garrett Gilcrease is an agronomist for Syngenta, a crop protection company. He said all that great rainfall throughout the state could be setting up the almond orchards to a serious decline by Phytophthora.
When things get really, really warm, that root system might not be able to sustain everything that tree needs. And yes, it can ravage orchards.
But he said Ritamil Gold is here to help.
It's a soil-applied fungicide.
And how should it be applied?
Micro-irrigation, sprinkler, drip irrigated. That's a preferred method because it's so efficient in putting that product down.
Contact your pest control advisor on the benefit of Ritamil Gold for Phytophthora.
In other news, California's farming industry wins one from the EPA. Patrick Cavanaugh has the details.
It all involves the insecticide chlorpyrifos. It has been questioned as a risk to the environment, but Ag Group said as long as growers make certain that it's not applied anywhere near natural water, it will be fine. Because of the lack of sound science to make a ruling on the product, the EPA denied in full the administrative petition requesting that EPA revoke all tolerances and cancel all registration of the product. The material is effective on many pests, including the Asian citrus psyllid, the number one pest in the citrus industry.
Are your almonds protected from almond scab?
It's been reported that almond scab could be widespread this season. The rains during the bloom caused the potential for scab infections in many orchards throughout the state. Timely sprays of psyllid fungicide up to 5 weeks post-petal fall can protect against scab. Psyllid utilizes unique chemistry. It's perfect for resistance management. From Bakersfield to Red Bluff, trust psyllid fungicide to protect your almond crop.
Thanks for tuning in. For more ag-related news, like us on Facebook at California Ag Today, or follow us on Twitter or Instagram at CalAgToday. This is California Ag Today.